Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me back in 2023. I hope you guys had a great New Year's and Christmas and all that good stuff. We're going to be talking about how to make $10,000 within 30 days, how to start a business, how to start helping people, how to start making money, how to start giving out offers, all that good stuff. Now, business is a huge can of worms. It's such a big topic. So I'm going to give you just the framework and the simple steps to start doing and the practical part. But there's obviously so much depth within every single point that I'm going to be sharing with you guys today. But have a pen, have some paper, write this stuff down. This is going to be super practical so you can start going out there, helping people, making more money, improving your finances, doing what you love, loving what you do, which is really fantastic. So let's rock and roll. Guys, before we rock and roll, if you guys are loving enough and courageous enough to like the video, comment down below. It does help me with the algorithm and it helps me share it with more people, and I'd be really grateful for that. So thank you for doing that for me. I really do appreciate it. Let's rock and roll. First step, guys, is the mindset piece of it. You must develop a mindset of an entrepreneur or a business owner or someone who thinks long term. If you have the mindset of get rich quick, of just finding the easy way to do it. Yes, you want to be efficient. You want to find systems. You want to be efficient with stuff like that. But if your mindset is I'm going to try find the easiest and quickest way to make money, then you are not going to succeed in business. You're going to fucking fail. Imagine going to the gym and thinking, how do I make this as simple and easy and not experience any pain? Don't bother going to the gym. You're meant to go to the gym to experience the stress and pain, healthy pain, within your body so then you can grow. We grow through discomfort. We grow through pain. Healthy pain, not necessarily bad pain. There is a difference. We can obviously talk about that in another podcast. But just really check in to your mindset. If you're just, I just want to get rich quick, you're going to fail. You are never going to succeed. To be successful in anything, a relationship, your health, a business, friendships, family, it requires long-term thinking. So please do not go into this year of, if you want to start a business, of I just want to do the least amount of work to make all the money in the world. I want to work 1 hour a day and make all this money. Yes, you can get to that stage. That is the light at the end of the tunnel, but to get there requires a fuckload of effort to get uncomfortable and grow. Similar to going to the gym. If you've never been to the gym or you want to put on size or put on muscle or increase your fitness levels, you need to push yourself into that pain area so you can adapt and you can grow. But once you're there, to maintain it, it's a lot easier. You don't have to push yourself as hard. So if you are going to go down the route of starting a business, you want to make some extra money, you want to help some people, please check into your mindset. Have the commitment that you're going to do this properly for the next 10 years. Yes, I said 10 years. But what's the alternative? Keep doing what you're doing right now and not make the money that you want to make and work a job that you don't necessarily fucking love? So what's the alternative? So just commit to it, guys. I've been doing business for about 8.5 years and I'm still warming up. I'm still figuring my shit out. I'm still learning as I go. So it takes time, guys. Please don't have that get rich quick scheme mentality. So second point. Now, this is when it comes to picking the business. So what I would highly recommend, if you have no business skills or history or experience or know-how or business savviness about you, and if you have no capital, you don't have 100 grand, 200 grand, 500 grand chilling in your bank account, which most people won't, then I would highly suggest starting a low-cost business. Whether it's something like network marketing, whether it's a service-based business, that's something I like pushing, that's what I do, it's what I love. But it's what I would suggest. If you have ambitions of selling shirts or starting a tech company or selling shoes or something like that, fantastic. But business is hard as it is. Like business has so many things to learn that can cripple you that you got to figure out. It's like you want to minimize your risk. You want to mitigate as much risk as you can because with a service-based business, there's no overhead or very little overhead. Like the cost of the product is your time. Like you don't need to go spend $10,000 getting some shirts made to then go learn how to sell and market yourself, because that in itself is hard to start with. So a service-based business where you're trading your time and there's no cost involved with it besides your time, it just mitigates as much risk as possible when you're first getting started. Another option that's very low risk is network marketing. I did network marketing. It's where I started my journey. I don't still do it, but I started there. I did quite well, but I learned a lot. A benefit of network marketing, you can start for like literally $100. You get the product. You get access to the product. You don't have to go make the product, develop the product, innovate the product. You've got the product. All you then need to do is then go take the product, find people, talk to people, market it, and sell it, and you make money. And the beautiful part of network marketing is you can scale it, you can leverage other people, and you can increase your income. There's no cap on how much you can earn, which is really cool. So, first step, mindset, second step, what do you want to do? What are you good at doing? And what problem can you solve for people? Business at its very fundamental level is solving problems. This water bottle that I have in front of me right now that I'm holding, if you're watching the video, it solved the problem of me having the liquid to get into my body instead of having to put my mouth underneath the tap and drinking from the tap. I can put the liquid in there and I can drink it. I can put my supplements in there. I got Super Greens in there right now. So it solves the problem of me having to go to the tap every time I want to get a drink, okay? So what is the problem that you can solve for people? And again, I'll probably dive into this. I'm going to have a lot more business content coming out in 2023, but you want to get really clear on what problem are you solving? What are you passionate about solving? And what can you actually help people with? And this sounds simple, but a lot of people start businesses to help people that they can't fucking help them with. I'm guilty of wearing a mask and trying to be someone that I'm not. I was trying to be a life coach when I was fucking 18 years old, living at home with my mum, earning no money. So it's like, I'm trying to help people with their life and I haven't fucking done it. I haven't started it. At that time, I hadn't started a business. I hadn't got the scar tissues of the experience and the failures that I've gone through. And I was trying to help people before I'd help myself. So you got to make sure that you can genuinely help people with that problem. So generally that starts with yourself. You've helped yourself. It might be fitness. You helped yourself lose weight. You helped yourself get healthy. And then you can help other people do that. So what do you want to help people with? What are you good at helping people doing? And what problem specifically can you solve? The third step, you want to put that into a product and a service. I am speaking quite quickly because I'm actually on a bit of a time frame for this podcast. But third step, you want to condense that into a product and service. You don't want to just sell an idea that you've got or something that's all in your head. You want to get that down on the paper and productize your service. So what? It might be personal training. It might be video editing. It might be, for me, coaching mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationships, business, finances. What is it that you love doing? And then you want to put it into a product. You want to productize your service. If you're doing service or if it's another product, maybe it's a shirt or whatever, then that's quite simple what the product is. But what's the problem you're solving? And then productize your business, okay? Again, I'm going to dive into each of these topics throughout the podcast. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, so you can follow the rest of these videos. The fourth step, I'm going pretty quick right now, is you want to set up all the, you want to set up the business. And this is quite simple. Some people overthink how complicated it is to start a business. It's fucking simple. You need I'm in Australia, but if you're in a different country, obviously do whatever it is in your country. You need to get an ABN, so an Australian business number. It's free. I think in the US it's called an LLC from memory, but you need to set up a company structure, okay? It's fucking free in Australia. Google how to get an ABN. It's so simple. How to get an ABN. ABN startup. Create an ABN. It's super simple. So ABN, you need a company structure. Obviously, different countries will have different names for that. Secondly, you want to set up a way to process payments, okay? You need some way to process payments. PayPal is simple. You can use certain apps. I use Teachable for online teachings and coaching and services. It's a great product. I do recommend Teachable, but that costs money. So you at the start, if you've got no money, don't worry about that. Use ABN. I use PayPal. It's free. Or you can, this is not scalable, but at the start, may just have manual transfers of money that may restrict you for who you can take money off. If people want to pay with credit cards, you can't do that. But when I first started, it was just all bank transfers. I'll just send them an invoice and they would just have to manually transfer them. So nothing wrong with that. It's just, again, limits you to a degree because if people want to use credit cards. I have now clients internationally. I have people in the UK. I have people in the US. I have people in other places in the world, New Zealand. So I have now an app that allows me to take credit cards and different forms of payment, but you need something to process payments. PayPal is fantastic. It's free. I use Teachable now, but it does cost a little bit of money. But there are, again, jump on Google, how to process payments in whatever country that you're in. PayPal's awesome. Square Readers from Apple, they're fantastic. I've used them before as well. I've used Easy Debit. That's for the gym phase of my life. But you just got to get a way of processing money, okay? So you can collect the payments. Now, this is the fifth step, is you need to talk to people. Before you have budget for marketing, before you learn how to market properly, how you make money and get sales and clients is you talk to people. I think it's the four Fs. Three Fs, friends, family, and fools. All of your friends, all of your family member, and whoever's foolish enough to respond to you or who's foolish enough to bump into you. Talk to everyone. Long term, you learn how to market, you learn how to run ads, you learn how to get affiliates, you learn how to get referrals, you learn that shit. But if you've got no clients, you've got no revenue, if you've got no money, if you've got no skills, you're gonna talk to people. So every single person you have on social media, every single person that you have connections with, everyone that you know in your town, you're going to talk to them. And if you're not prepared to do that, don't start a fucking business. Don't do it. This is the back to the first point. You got to develop that mindset that you're willing to do whatever it takes. You're willing to think long term. You're willing to put the work in, and you're not thinking short term, get rich quick. Because the reality is, guys, like, you got to talk to a lot of people, then you learn how to market, then you can use the profit from the sales that you've made from talking to those people to invest into marketing. And again, I'll do extra podcasts and more content on this stuff. So you got to talk to people. So you want to talk to them, and on that same point is give them an irresistible offer. When you first start out, guys, when I first started my business, when I was in the fitness industry as a personal trainer, I was offering free personal training sessions, free body scans, free fitness analysis, free meal plans. I was giving out free, because I hadn't got the testimonials, I hadn't got the results, I hadn't got the branding, I hadn't got runs on the board. It's like now I still offer an irresistible offer with people of strategy call, but until you've got that reputation, those skills, those marketing skills and all that stuff, why the fuck would people pay you for your service? Why would they pay you money for what it is that you've done or who you are? You've got to give them an irresistible offer. So there's a whole formula on irresistible offers. Again, I'll break that down in another podcast, but give them something they would feel stupid saying no to. Give it, I'm going to do this for free, or whatever, with 100% money back guarantee if I don't deliver. I'm gonna help you with the problem because you're solving problems. This is getting a little bit into the sales process, but being able to articulate what this person's problem is and then getting them to articulate what is that problem worth to them. So say they've got a problem that's worth $500 to them, just to keep simple numbers. And then you solve that problem for $200, that makes sense. There's $300 worth of extra value for that person by doing business with you. Fantastic. And then you give them an irresistible offer and say, hey, I'm going to do this for you. And if I do not deliver, I'm going to give you 100% of your money back. What? It's like they're going to guarantee, you're guaranteeing them $300 worth of value because it's worth $500. They're paying $200. There's $300 worth of extra equity value there. And you're giving it to them for a money back guarantee. They would feel stupid saying no to that. So you want to talk to a lot of people. So my five steps, just to refresh you on that. Number one, look at your mindset. Check in on your mindset. Are you thinking long term? Are you prepared to put the fucking work in? Are you prepared to go through pain? Are you prepared to fail? Are you prepared to not give a shit about people's opinions? Number two, what do you want to help people with? What can you help people with? And what problem can you solve? Okay. So get really clear. What do you enjoy? What are you passionate about? What do you enjoy? And sometimes you can't do that because you're still figuring out what you love, which is fine. Just what can you help people with? What do you know? What experience do you have? What skills do you have? How can you help people? Can you help people with their mindset? Can you help people with their fitness? Can you help people with their marketing? Can you help people with their relationship, with their parenting, with their kids, with their swimming, with their training? What can you help people with? And identify the problem that you're solving. Three is bottle it up. Productize that service, turn it into a product, okay? So you've got, and I'm getting into detail, you should have a intro product, a core product, a high ticket product and a subscription product. So I'll dive that down deep into that into another podcast. Four, set up all the, I guess, the administrative stuff of your business. Get the ABN or the LLC, whatever country you're in. Obviously, it'll be different. Obviously, just jump on Google, you figure it out. Get a way to process payments. And a third step I should have put in there as well is some form of social media to talk to people. Because you can go knock on doors and talk to people. You can go down the shopping center and talk to people there. But it's obviously not that convenient to do it that way. You can do it. And door-to-door sales is still definitely does work. I'd rather talk to people on social media. So have some form of social media account, whether it's TikTok or Facebook or Instagram. I recommend Facebook and Instagram getting started off with. It's a bit more friendly and easier to talk to people. And you get less blocked. And it's a lot more convenient to do it that way. I message people. I'll go through the numbers now. But have some form of social media where you can connect with people, talk to people, and then post valuable content to attract people to you. Again, that's another topic for another day. So, and then number five is talk to people and give them an irresistible offer, an offer that they feel fucking stupid saying no to. I'm going to guarantee you this, which is worth this. You're only paying this, and there's a money back guarantee on it. Learn how to articulate that to them. So those are five steps. Mindset, get clear on what you want to do and how you can help people. Three, turn it into a product and service. Four, set up your ABN or LLC and a way to process payments and some form of social media so you can talk to people. Number five, talk to a fuckload of people and give them an irresistible offer. Now let's break down the numbers. How do I make $10,000 in 30 days? Let's break it down. So to do that, you need to earn about $2,500 a week. Okay, let's pretend whatever product or service, say you're charging $200 for it, okay? $200 you're selling your service for, or at least $200 profit that's there. And if you're doing a service-based business, most of that's gonna be profit anyways. Let's just say it's $200. So to do that, you need to make 12.5 sales per week. To do that, you need to make 1.7 sales per day. So let's get 2 sales a day. Now, these are just rough numbers that you can play with. And if you're better, these numbers will be better. If you're shitter, these numbers will be shitter. But just let's work out the numbers. If you had 10 genuine conversations with people, not just copy and paste, hey, you want to buy my shit? Hey, you want to buy my shit? Hey, you want to buy my shit? Genuine conversations. Hey, how are you today? Fantastic. Sorry for reaching out. I'm new to the area. I've done blah, 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 blah. Hey, look, just want to cut to the chase. I don't want to waste your time. I'm actually just started a business where I help people do X, Y, Z, and I solve this problem. Is that something that you might be interested in? Yes, I am. I actually am a business owner and I'm looking to improve whatever the problem is that you're solving. Fantastic. Look, do you mind if we jump on a quick call? I'd love to connect and see if that's something, if we're the right fit to work with you. This is a whole sales conversation. I will do a podcast on sales. And I would love to offer you this offer. I'm going to guarantee you this. It's only going to cost you this and it's a money back guarantee. Is that something that you'd be keen on doing? If you have 10 of those a day, do you think you can get two? That's a 20% conversion rate. If you're shit at sales, if you're talking to the right people that say they have the problem and you can solve it and it's an irresistible offer, you will make 2 sales. So then the question is, how do I have 10 or give out 10 irresistible offers a day? How many conversations do I have to get to 10 offers? I've just written down a conservative number, 100. If you talk to 100 people a day, be as genuine and personable as you can, because there's a lot of spam bots out there. You guys have probably copped them on social media before. Have 100 genuine conversations a day and have 10 irresistible offers offered, you will make 2 sales. As long as it's the right person, the value's there, you're solving the problem, you're articulating the problem, you're giving them a fucking money back guarantee, you will make 2 sales. You do that, you're making 10 grand a month. And you can do that right now. You can do the rest of all these steps, besides starting to have the conversations. You can do this in a day. You can do that today. You can listen to this right now, get clear on your mindset, decide that you're going to fucking do this properly, get clear on what you want to do, how you want to help people, what product or service you're going to do, and what problem you're solving. You can put that into a product, productize that whole process I just spoke about. Set up the ABN, the LLC. Well, in Australia, an ABN takes you like 30 minutes to set up and it's free. And then you can start talking to people today. You can literally start doing that today. But the thing is, most of you won't. And I don't want to be mean or disrespectful, is because most people aren't willing to put in the fucking work. Everyone wants a healthy body. Not everyone's willing to go to the fucking gym when they don't want to and put in the work. Guys, I hope you got value from this. I am going to break each of these components down in detail. If you got value from this, please share this on your story on Instagram, tag me in it, send me a message. If you're interested in having a free strategy call, this is my irresistible offer to you, a free strategy call with me for 30 minutes to identify where you can grow in life, how you can get better in your relationship, your business, your finances, your mental health, your physical health, whatever it may be. If you want to connect with me for free for 30 minutes, it's worth $500. Click below. There's a link below in the description somewhere for a free strategies call. It will be with me. That's my irresistible offer to you. Thank you guys. If you got value, share it around. Comment below. Like the video if you haven't. I fucking love you guys. Have a great day. Speak to you soon.